Hayem yem chovgim lo da sheni. Adeni ovi meri verabi omer l'rav echov baal aveda umasmit bilimudei. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, said to a rov who was a baal aveda, a man of divine service to Hashem, umasmit bilimudei, and he was very studious in his learning. Arav badar b'chol eis u'b'chol rege g'denken. A rov, at all times and at every moment, he has to remember. As tomid shteter of dem shvel v'svishin mezake horabim v'chas v'sholem achti horabim. That constantly he is at the threshold which is between the one who brings merit for the public or leads them to sin, God forbid. At the threshold of the loftiest heights and the most abysmal depths. Un alle inyonim bardaf negeya zayn im pnimius nukudas hanefesh mamash. And all issues, meaning the communal issues, have to touch him to the essence of his soul. Val benafshehu. This is about his soul, his own soul. So this is from a letter the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to Chassidus Sherov. He thanks him and he praises him for some of the good things that he does in the city. Then the Rebbe says, I heard that the mikveh in your place is cold. Even though it's not in your domain, there was somebody that was responsible for this. Yet the Rebbe says, as a rov, it is your responsibility as well. And the Rebbe refers to, I remember when my father, the Rebbe Rashab, spoke to a rov who was a serious Oved Hashem. He served Hashem with passion and he was very studious in learning Torah, and he reprimanded him about the mikveh, that the mikveh was cold and it wasn't clean, and he defended himself, or he said that the person attending to the mikveh is definitely doing the best he can. The Rebbe says, all of this is worthless. All your lofty milas, all these great levels that you reach from serving Hashem and learning Torah, doesn't compare to one practical mitzvah, especially the details of the mitzvah that are very important, the physical details. Arav should remember he's at the threshold, either he'll bring merit to the public, or God forbid, he can lead them to sin. The Alter Rebbe once said, "Utzdoka treimim goy." That tzedaka elevates a person, meaning that through tzedaka, a person's mind becomes refined and clear 1,000 times over. Like saying, you can learn in 1 minute what it'll take you 1,000 minutes to learn. That's because you did a mitzvah of tzedaka, a practical mitzvah. So on every practical mitzvah is what you have to make sure that you bring merit to people and not, God forbid, the other way. So you have to remember, if you cause someone spiritual death, it is worse than physical death. So what kind of excuse does Chassidus Sherov have not to take responsibility for this? I want to tell you, when my father, the Rebbe Rashab, spoke, he always had such a sweet expression and very soft expression, but when he started talking these words to that Rov, the person was crying rivers of tears. And you have to remember that, God forbid, if you don't pay attention, you will not be from those who bring merit. So, no excuses. Step up to the plate and take care even of things that are in your community but are not necessarily under your responsibility, because you are the Rov.